Tonight's shiur, Sima Lamed Ches, Seif Tes through Yud Gimel. Seif Tes, Mitzta'er, Umisha Ein Daitum Yusheves Alav Unechoina Patur, V'bnesha Asur L'Hasich Daitum Ehem. A person who's uncomfortable, in pain, a person who cannot concentrate, he's disturbed and he can't focus, is exempt from tefillin because it's forbidden to distract yourself from your tefillin. You have to be totally aware that you're wearing tefillin the whole time. Even if his discomfort is because of the cold, it's not that he's physically ill, but he's just very cold. Look close by. He can't think straight. He's not focused. We're discussing a case when he cannot settle himself down. Certainly, if it's possible, he's obligated to have Yishuv Adas and Parnas Tefillin with Yishuv Adas. So these are extraneous causes of pain, whether it's the temperature and something's bothering him. So you've got to do something about it to be able to wear your Tefillin. But if he can't, then he's exempt. Se'if Yud. Hakayr b'Torah, potur me'hanochas tefillin kol hayom. One who reads from the Torah, one who's learning Torah, is exempt from wearing tefillin all day. Zulas b'shas kriyat shema u'tefillah, with the exception of the time for kriyat shema and shemoneh esrei. Mishtabur sefkan la'beis b'Torah. After perhaps, the dafka b'Torah shebichsav. Maybe this is specific to Torah shebichsav, it's the language of Koray. Avaloba oisik b'gemara, as opposed to someone who is learning Gemara. And maybe the one who's learning Gemara does have to wear tefillin. The Torah yeshloma shi atzma ois, because when it comes to the Torah, Torah shebichsav, you can argue that it is an ois. Shenizka bo yitzias mitzrayim, yitzias mitzrayim is mentioned there. So he would be exempt from wearing tefillin, perhaps, for that reason. Sifkan lama gimel potter. What's the learning to say? Shein serach lifsok mi limud or klein anicham. He's not required to interrupt his learning to put on tefillin. Avo koydum lezechai. But before he starts learning, of course, he'd be obligated to put on tefillin. Gam be'emtsem rotsa lifsok lenich gam kena shein. Here, if he wanted to interrupt his learning and stop and put on tefillin, he's allowed. V'yach levarach alem, he can make a bracha. Even though he may be exempt from the requirement to interrupt and put them on, but since in a situation where he wants to stop, he's obligated to fill as soon as he stops his learning. So while he learns, he's exempt, but if he chooses to stop, so then he puts on his tefillin. He's part from wearing tefillin. Now, even though the din is, a person who's learning has to interrupt his learning to do any mitzvah that he's obligated to do. We learned this in Yodei Sivan Reshmam. So why shouldn't he be obligated to stop the put on tefillin? It's Lilmud Amanas Lasois. Shani mitzvahs tefillin. Mitzvahs tefillin are different. The main benefit of tefillin is for Torah, like it says, that you should remember the Torah, that you should be in your mouth. So now I'm actually learning. I don't need a zikaron. So since he's learning before he puts on tefillin, before he was going to put on tefillin, he doesn't have to stop his learning to put on tefillin. Zulas b'shas kriyat shema tefillah, with the exception of kriyat shema shemoneh esrei. The other kabbal alav omar chashmaim, to accept upon himself the yoke of malchus shemaim. V'gam she'oz yidayin eino oisik b'torah mechuyv liyos al tefillin. Since when he's saying shema shemoneh esrei, he's not learning Torah, so he's obligated to wear tefillin during that time. V'agor pasak bebei uro. The Vilna Gaon concludes in his commentary, the daf gemisha tarasu v'naso, specifically someone whose Torah is what he does all the time, Gagon, Evshim ben Yochai v'chaverov, that's who we say is part from tefillin. Al Gagon Anu, but we, Tzvich l'hafzik, after tefillin, we must stop for our tefillin. So, the Mishnah Berurah is addressing an essential issue that even though ha'oisik v'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah, and that's what we said earlier, that if someone is engaged in Malecha Shemayim, he doesn't have to stop to put on his tefillin. He's oisim mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah. We don't say that by Talmud Torah. By Talmud Torah, there's no rule of oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. We don't say, well, he's learning, he's doing a mitzvah, he's potter from any other mitzvah he's learning. That's not the case. Because we learn lilmod amanas lasos. The whole purpose of learning is to do the mitzvahs. So you can't exempt yourself from doing mitzvahs because you're learning. Your learning is not an exemption to doing mitzvahs. So if that's the case, tefillin should be like any other mitzvah that I have to stop my learning to do. So Mr. Berry asked the question. So then I stopped for other mitzvahs. Why don't, was the Shulchan Aruch telling me when it comes to learning Torah, I don't have to stop for tefillin, I have to stop for every other mitzvah? And to that he answers, because the whole yisoid of tefillin is that teres Hashem beficha, so you are learning teres, so you're not going to have to stop to put on tefillin. If you didn't start yet, then you're expected to put on tefillin. But once I'm learning, if I'm starting at 4 in the morning, going straight, you don't have to stop. At the end, he concludes that we're not in the madrega going to be learning full-time straight without any interruption, and therefore we're going to stop for Shema. We're going to stop for Shema Esrei. We have to put on tefillin at a minimum for Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, and for most of us anyway today, that's, the chiv has been downgraded. Remember, there used to be, they wore tefillin all day. So the person was learning, wouldn't wear tefillin all day. Today, none of us wear tefillin all day. So it just becomes that we all wear it for Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Se'if Yud Aleph. Lo yachloitz tefillin b'fnei rabo. Person should not remove his tefillin in the presence of his Rebbe. Elayifne l'tzad acher, he should rather turn to the side, the different side, v'pnei emaso, because of his awe and fear of the Rebbe, v'yachl shalom b'fonim, take off his tefillin, not in front of the Rebbe. Mishtabur sifkon lamen hei b'fnei rabo, hainu rabo muvok, derov chachmos amenu, rabo here refers to his Rebbe muvok, the one who he has learned most of his wisdom from. Sifkon lamavov b'fnei emaso, because of his dercheres for the Rebbe, what's something to say? The zilzul hu shemegala rosho b'fanav. It doesn't look nice that you expose your head in the presence of your Rebbe. Well, afiza, therefore, according to this, afilim kacholetz rabo techila also. Even if the Rebbe took off his tefillin first, the Talmud cannot take off the tefillin from the Rebbe. V'mata atzva katsas tzad acher, but if he leans himself to the side, v'zohim in the galus rosho b'fanav, and he doesn't expose his head to the Rebbe, near the Eshna Halka B'chol Gavi, then one could be lenient in any case. King Kosa Pima Godim, so writes the Pima Godim. Vayan Shem Odim Ashmin, if you look further there, you'll see, Tim Cholzan Samach HaShecha, that if you're taking off tefillin close to evening, Yeshna Hach B'chol Gavi, Melachlotzah Sam Koshchas Rabo, one should be careful not to take them off before the Rebbe takes them off. The near Shemor Halacha B'fnei Rabo, because it appears as if he's passing in front of the Rebbe, Shegiyas Manalachlotzah, it's time to take off the tefillin. So they're wearing tefillin all day, and as it gets dark, the Rebbe's going to take off his tefillin. Then the Talmud can take off his tefillin. Talmud cannot take off before the Rebbe. V'ayin le'el simin chavhei sif chotin l'ches, but look back in simin chavhei, masha kasav l'sham, p'shem yukadim, where you wrote the name of people got them. Over there, it talks about taking off tefillin in the presence of a Sefer Torah. And it's not supposed to take off your tefillin in front of the Sefer Torah, but if you turn to the side, so then it's okay, and there the Mishnah mentions if you cover your head with your talus when you take off the tefillin so it doesn't expose the head. So I don't know if he means they didn't have a yarmulke on and he takes off his talus and his tefillin, so now his head is totally bare. That's what it sounds like. But if he's wearing a yarmulke the whole time, it should be okay. Or if he keeps the talus on his head, it should be okay. He also writes, B'shem the Prima Godim, that taking off tefillin shel yad is never a problem. It's only tefillin shel rosh that we have these issues. Se'if yud beis. Hayetzarech letefillin u'mezuzah. Someone who needed tefillin, and needed mezuzah. V'yodam ha'seges l'knoshnim. He can't afford both. Tefillin koydim. Tefillin come first. The simple reading seems to lend itself to an understanding that tefillin were not that much more expensive than mezuzah. And it was a matter of choosing which one he's going to buy. There was a time that tefillin were very inexpensive. Today, it's not that way. In any event, if the choice is tefillin, the mezuzah, tefillin are first, Mishtabur Sukkot Lamazayat, tefillin Karidman, the Himitzvah Shabagufo, tefillin is a mitzvah he performs with his body. But and furthermore, the Kedushas tefillin, the Malach Kedushas mezuzah, the holiness of tefillin is on a higher madrega than Kedushas mezuzah. Kodeyah B'Sinan Lambeis, if Ches, we learned about this in Sinan Lambeis. Miya, however, Lididan, for us, we don't wear tefillin all day. We just put on tefillin for Shema Shemoneh Esrei. If it's possible to borrow mezuzah kedemes, then mezuzah should come first. The after b'shil, you can't borrow a mezuzah. I mean, the things are mezuzah gemach, but the idea of borrowing a mezuzah from someone else, I mean, only one person can use it at a time. Tefillin, could share. So if there's someone you can borrow from, then mezuzah comes first, and it gets the whole discussion on the side. Does that mean I can borrow every day? I know for a fact I won't miss a day, or in general I can borrow, I don't have to worry about what's going to be when he goes on vacation, or who will I borrow from? So you work from borrow from someone else. Generally speaking, if I have someone I can borrow from, I don't worry about going without tefillin, and I should get the mezuzah. Se'if yud gimel, menude umetzayra asurim lahaniach tefillin. A menude, someone acherim, nidui, metzayra, someone who set aside as a metzayra, may not wear tefillin. If you look in the Lechem Chamudas, Ubashach Yerodeah Simin Shin Lamadal Sif Beis, and the Shach in Yerodeah Shin Lamadal is the Sifkot and Yud Beis, Ubashai Achroinim and other Achroinim, the Proiskim Lehepech, they pass in the opposite. For Kasim Megodim, the Yanichim Li Bracha, so Pimagam says they should be able to fill without a Bracha. The Shach lists a number of things about the Menudah, and he says he wears tefillin. He's a double poshut. He wears tefillin. So that's not like this Pesach in the Mechaber. So the Pima Gadol says, so fine, wear tefillin like the Shach, but don't make a bracha, because the Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't. Avol miber ha-groa mashma l'chor tzvichin l'vorach kamkein. But if you look in the commentary of the Vilna Gaon, the implication is that not only do you wear tefillin, not like the Mechaber, you even make a bracha on the tefillin. That's the halacha like the Shach, and not like this Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch over here.